From April 12th to 19th, 2005, we traveled to Helsinki, Finland to participate in the Ani Radio workshop. Ani Radio being a temporary broadcast station for the creation of radio and the exploration of the ideas of hybrid radio. Ani Radio was part of the Particle Wave Workshops and the Pixel-Icky Festival, co-sponsored by the Kiasma Museum and the Sibelius Academy in Helsinki, Finland. Ani Radio temporarily broadcast on the FM band in Helsinki and also streamcast onto the internet and across the globe. The following are some sounds from the festival and the words and thoughts of some of the performers.
We're now moving live to Slackford and Son here in Imbar, and are we ready? We're on.
My name's Sophia Lerner, and I'm an Australian sound artist, currently living in Finland where I work and teach. So I wanted to bring together a group of people who really came from different broadcasting practices to really open up a dialogue across this area. And in terms of what I hoped from it was that people would just meet each other, talk, form a network of some kind through this, and that there were, I really hope that this becomes some kind of context or community of creative radio making that starts to address the fact that we have a disappearing context in public broadcasting, and that really it's up to us to create our own contexts to support each other in this kind of work. Well, we've been working with a mixture of software from off-the-shelf stuff that we can run on our Macs to software that's been written by artists such as yourself, August, that is really opening up new ways to make radio and to share creative sonic practice across a distributed space. So things like user radio, which enable people to mix from different places, have also enabled us to bring together streams of audio coming from SMSs that people have sent from around town, to calls made from the street, to audio gathered wirelessly and uploaded on the fly into the systems. It's very important in terms of our interaction with a public audience, particularly in Helsinki, which is kind of mobile phone saturated kind of environment. the phone is a network that people already have in their pocket. People might not relate to themselves as being broadcasters, but they all know how to use a phone. And actually people are much less confronted by having a phone held to their head than to having a big fluffy microphone. So it's kind of a way in to go, oh, you're just talking to someone on the phone.
Howdy.
Hello.
My name is Marie. I've been talking, for example, about what is radio, which is a tricky one. I mean, that's almost like what is art, in a way. We started talking in our little group about that perhaps radio could be like smells or scents. I don't, maybe you remember that discussion. And that, you know, if you peel an orange, that smell is so strong and it's really important, but it's not really a story. It's not about telling a story. It's much more abstract. But that's also fun if you free yourself from having to tell a story and just use radio as that kind of sense-heightening medium.
My name is Lex Bagat, and I came from New York. I'm with the August Sound Coalition in New York City. Everybody wants to define the radio as such a big thing, or define radio so broad, or, you know, look at everything new or broad that radio can be, and not look at the fact that it's also this system of waves that come from big transmitters and go to these boom boxes that everybody has, you know, and that's really an important part of what it is.
Sophia said something this morning that was a good t-shirt. What did she say? She said, radio happens.
Thank you. My name's Jodie Rose. I come from Sydney, Australia.
We've been working with the model of a distributed studio so that the studio is not fixed in one place. We can basically stream to the station from a laptop. We've been able to send, when the phone system's been working, we've got a hybrid phone system and another recorded voice message phone system. So we've been actually able to like ring up and leave messages on the Annie radio number and they get put to air. So that's like a way of making radio that's kind of responding really specifically to like the place where you are and kind of sending it back in. It's like field reports or something.
Distributed radio.
Yeah, distributed radio. The dance activism last night was particularly good. It's a very important part of Sophia and my work in progress is that there always has to be dancing at some point. And I think that as an artist, that, you know, you can become quite serious about what you're doing, and that's really good. I think you do need to take your art seriously, but you need to take your fun quite seriously too. And especially if you're doing a lot of work in a media studio, in a sound studio, on a computer, you actually need to get out and be physically in your body as well. And Helsinki is actually a really good place for that.
My name is Oliver Thunz and I'm from Germany. And I presented here at the workshop Mixer, where you can mix live audio from different locations over the internet. It's called Streeps.
My name's Emmanuel Medan. I'm from Montreal. One of the contributions that I made, sort of organized contributions that I made, was to play some excerpts from a project I've been doing called Freedom Highway, which is a live talk radio remix based on recordings that I did while driving around the United States a couple of years ago. This idea of radio without programmer, or radio where the programmer is also the listener.
Okay, my name is August Black. I'm here mostly to present a piece of software I wrote called User Radio. This software allows you to mix multiple streams of audio online together with other people. It has a database and it has some other features which makes it kind of like a virtual mixer between many people.
My name is Jay Needham, and I'm a media artist, and I live in the States. And I came to do some field work, some recordings in and around the Helsinki environment, as a part of a piece called There and Back. So we'll be mixing field recordings from locations together with field recordings from where we're from as well, in the States. We like to go around and make sound maps of different areas, whether they're wilderness areas or urban environments, to get kind of a sonic snapshot of a location. We like that from maybe even an anthropological perspective and a social perspective, Sound for us in these natural environments offers us a kind of a picture. And a lot of the times we have actually then later used that material for other kinds of electroacoustic compositions or resample it. So we like to work on these projects as a kind of a catalog that is ever growing.
Hello, my name is Josh Gumilla. I'm from Illinois in the USA. Today we did some street radio experiments where we two people, one person operating the transmitter, another person operating a recorder, sort of split up. And there was any amount of distance between us, anywhere between 2 feet to several hundred feet. And we just kept mobile. We kept walking around and took recordings of various parts of the area in Helsinki right around the Kiasma Museum.
Okay, I'm Dinah Bird. I'm from London, but I live in Paris, and I co-run a small audiovisual arts organization called Project 101. And I make features, radio features, and I find it quite interesting, the technology that people are using to record with. And the only people, for me, who are kind of really pro recorders are Josh and Jay. I find it very funny that people use binaurals, because, I mean, I've got binaurals as well, but you don't know what you're doing with binaurals. So there seems that there's been a lot of kind of talk about what is radio, what software we can use, but there's been no, what you're doing, there's been no talk about actual recording devices. We need a flash card, that, or the kind of idea that when you're using binaurals, it's actually very, number one, you don't know what you're recording, but it's also not the same gesture. You're holding the microphone and you're pointing it towards me, and that's so you're actually physically asking me to speak into the microphone, and there's none of that sort of thing with binaural, obviously, because you're secretly recording, and also because it's a complete hazard.
My name is Yana Kennedy. I'm here to represent August Sound Coalition and Free 103, and mostly to learn. The workshops, they've been great because I think that it's a lot about work in progress and collaboration, and everybody's really open and supportive, and I feel like it's just the beginning of a long sort of a collaborative project with a group of really fantastic people.
I am Ugo Vallauri from Italy. I had the fantastic opportunity as someone who's not a sound artist to gain some insight from this world, which is really fascinating, and I think a lot more people should be exposed to sound art to begin with, because I think that we should fight together a battle to
help people realize more than what they do right now the importance of the radio waves and the importance of having different voices that reach you and that give you alternative views of the world, of what they see.
My name is Sirpa Jokinen, and I'm here from Helsinki, and I've been working with the sound piece called Places, Sounds, Words.
I'm Rickard Widerberg. The main thing I did this during the street radio show was that I was going around in the city recording stuff with my mobile phone and then uploading them directly to the database so that could be broadcasted.
I'm Jörg Ries from Berlin, and I work together with Seamus O'Donnell, also an Irish guy. We work in the project TOB, TOP, Transmitting Objects Behavior, and we did some sound piece here for this gathering motivation for future projects and evolution of current projects which involve radio as a music making device, mainly in contrast to a distribution device or technology.
To this day, she swears the chicken was just a little bit off. And our sound recorder swears he could still smell it through the double glazing and airlocks of the studio.
Okay, my name is Seamus O'Donnell. I'm here at Particle Wave with the group TOP, transmitting object behaviors with your fragment. The contacts, for sure. And I think the remote stuff, because now, I mean, we're going to split up, so we won't have, like, the easy access to one another's brains. So it'll be more kind of checking out, like, August Black's user radio, or I got, like, from the August Sound Coalition, the CD, what was it called? For, like, it was bootable.
The Opix.
Opix, yes. You know, kind of bootable music software, radio software, and it's all kind of open source stuff.
My name is Lee Azzarello, and I'm coming here from New York, where I work with a group called the August Sound Coalition, and we do internet radio broadcasts and FM broadcasts. And I personally work on I'm working on a project called Opix, which is a operating system that you can run directly from a CD-ROM on any PC-compatible computer, and it has tools for broadcasting sounds, audio on the internet, as well as running your own, either sending to a broadcast server or running your own broadcast server, or many other things, recording, editing, sound.
My name is Kate Siepen, and I am in my normal life. I'm a field reporter for the ABC. This is a relatively new position for me, and I get to travel around the outback collecting stories and sound pictures of the way of life out there, Indigenous communities and station stock camps and farming life and mining life, and
the whole thing was built with three people: Jody running the workshops, Sophia running everything, and me just trying to be as helpful as possible and try and help out with Annie Radio.
You know what, the most interesting thing for me is that on one hand everyone talks about this radio revolution that's kind of happening as a result of technological shifts and changes, and this idea that, you know, net radio and podcasting and all of these things are really revolutionising what radio means to new radio listeners and the way that radio is forming and what radio is actually defined as these days, and that it's rejuvenating by giving the power back to the listeners. We're breaking the kind of stranglehold of commercial radio stations that have made radio incredibly bland in the last sort of decade. And so that's very exciting to think that we're at the beginning of something new. But for me, it's also been really good that I've been able to hear other people's work and meet other practitioners and realise that even though I am very isolated and remote and I'm kind of doing my practice in an enormous amount of isolation, even from my own colleagues you could never give you feedback on anything except to say, you know, well, your stuff's good, and without ever critiquing anything, that actually what I'm doing is not so far removed from what other people are doing, and that my ideas about what could be done actually aren't, you know, I'm not lagging behind some amazing radio revolution. It's not like, you know, I'm being really boring on radio and everyone else is being really imaginative, but that we're actually all kind of on the same page and we're all trying, not the same stuff, but that we're, you know, that I feel much more part of a radio community now, and for me that's just exhilarating.
My name's Colin Black. Any radio seems to be like a three-composed radio station that explores all the possibilities within the resources available.
My name is Bo Bell. I'm a musician and media artist currently residing in Santa Barbara, California. I came to the ANI Radio and Particle Wave workshops with my good friend and colleague August Black to perform at the closing night event of the festival. And I think the thing that struck me most about the festival was an experience I had on a couple of occasions when we'd be working either in the office or perhaps in the kitchen at the flat while we were cooking. We always had the radio on wherever we were, and it was always tuned to ANI Radio 99.4. So we were listening to pieces that had been put on the database by both participants in the festival and people who were participating from remotely who couldn't come to Helsinki for the festival. And I remember noticing and speaking it a couple times with different people about the fact that there were bits in these pieces that were so quiet or had such subtle change of sound that it was almost as if there was no sound coming out at all, or just a sort of room tone or ambient environment kind of sound. And we would often look at each other and say, is the radio on? And we would sit very quietly and listen for a bit of time, and eventually there would be a subtle change in the sound. And I had never heard radio like that. I had never thought of radio as being something for propagation of that kind of sound. And it was really unique and really struck me. I like that a lot.